Track 27.
So, Laurie, these recruitment and turnover problems we're having, is it just a question of money?
Well, of course, salaries are not terribly attractive these days. They were quite good a few years ago when the centre opened, but they haven't really increased with the cost of living, especially now house prices are so expensive here. So we're finding it more difficult to attract people from outside the area. But actually, salaries are not the biggest problem. Basically, there are two reasons why our turnover is high: working conditions and job satisfaction.
I see. What's the matter with working conditions? We give them free coffee, don't we?
Well, things are very different now from when we started. In the past, the volume of calls was much lower, so things were more relaxed. Advisors had time to chat or have a cigarette between two calls. Now the workload is much heavier and the supervisors have to be very strict about breaks. 2 bathroom breaks per day and 20 minutes for lunch. There's a lot of unhappiness about that. And punctuality. Well, the bus service here is totally inadequate. A lot of advisors can't afford a car, so transport is a real problem, especially at night.
Yes, I can see why that's a problem.
And there are little things, you know, like having your own personal space. When you share your desk with your colleagues on the other shifts, you can't really personalise anything.
Maybe there are things that can be improved there. What's the problem with job satisfaction?
Time, mostly. Our software products have become so complex that customers need more and more help. There are more calls than we can answer, so advisors have to keep them as short as possible. That's frustrating because there isn't time to build a relationship with the customer. Sometimes there isn't even time to explain the solution properly. And then, of course, they say if they can't spend longer on the phone, they would like to send out instructions by email.
Yes, well, the customers would like that too, but we can't charge them for it like we can phone calls.
Exactly. And we really need to give the advisors more training, especially the new people, but there just isn't time. They often have to read out instructions from the manual. It's not much fun answering questions when you don't really understand the answers yourself.
No, I can see that.
Of course, the thing they really don't like is the shift system. They work one week in the morning from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m, one week in the afternoon from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m, and one week nights, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. I mean, it's okay for young, single people, but it's impossible for women with children. So that's a whole category of the population we have virtually no chance of employing. And some people actually like working nights, so they would happily swap their day shifts with other colleagues who don't want to work nights. But the company won't let them. It's company policy. But it's too rigid. It's just not realistic. Anyway, perhaps you should talk to the advisors themselves. Get it straight from the horse's mouth, as they say.